paranormal experiences don't really work to a timescale, and therefore, we invite you to listen to a dark minisode. Hello everyone, and welcome back to another installment of A Dark Minisode. First and foremost, a big thank you to everyone who's been reaching out this week with your submissions for our following season. Yes, season 24 is within sight, as of course this week we have episode 6, leaving us only 4 more episodes before the end of this season, and my God has this flew. So please let everyone who's already submitted be your inspiration to submit your experience for our next season. And to do so, you can simply go to the show notes and click on Submit My Experience, or go direct to thedarkparanormal.com/submitmyexperience. And the entire architecture of the show would not be possible without our wonderful team over at Patreon. They've built one of the best, if not the best, community online to discuss the paranormal. And you can get a free week trial at our highest tier by clicking in the show notes. All you have to do is click on there, enter your details, and if it's not for you, you quit before your week trial. Now, when you have that week trial, you will not only gain early ad-free access to everything on our main feed, but also access to our Patreon-only podcast, Dark Bites, where we take a look at some of the shorter experiences which have been sent into the show. So again, to submit your story or to get that free week trial, just head to the show notes or go to thedarkparanormal.com and click on Submit My Experience, or go to patreon.com/thedarkparanormal. And in doing so now, you will not only gain access to our new show for Patreons, which is now 2 shows just for Patreons, which is called After Dark, where I take a 30-minute unedited review of the stories we've heard that week, but also we're introducing our forum this week, where our patrons can start to give full-length theories on the things that they've heard on the show. Now, our team have attached no name to this minisode, so as per usual, I will treat it as an anonymous submission, unless it becomes clear throughout the experience. But please, if you can, and you can grab maybe 15 minutes break, or you can pop your headphones in as you work, join me as we take a listen to Gifted with Evil. Good morning. I have a story I'd like to share. And I know it sounds crazy. I believe in the paranormal and ghosts, but it still baffles me that I ever experienced this. Let me also say that we are okay now. This was years ago when my spouse and I first got married. I'd also like to request to remain unknown. I personally wouldn't mind, but for the protection of my friends, if you do use names, please choose random ones. My then girlfriend and I had known each other for a long time, and we enjoyed the time we spent together. We got to the point that I proposed. She said no and told me to ask me again in a week. Then she said yes. Everything was okay until my mum gave us an engagement gift. This was a waist-height wooden statue of a wizard with a staff and a crystal ball atop the staff. We placed him next to the front door and felt he would protect us. But that's when we started having weird dreams at night. And that feeling of being watched at night came on also. I began waking up every night at 2:53. Only to have trouble falling back asleep as I felt watched. Now, we like to watch those ghost shows. And as we're watching one of them, just as they started to talk about portals, I looked above our TV and I was completely shocked by what I saw. A cricket. A big black cricket. Seemingly hovering by its leg. And it started spinning and spinning and spinning until it got thrown into the front door. As time went on, it got worse and worse. We would start fighting all day about dumb things that made no sense. As it got worse, we moved the wizard further and further into our home, until we got to the point he was next to our bed. When we started suspecting ghosts, I started researching what we could do. One thing we did do was to get a crystal necklace that was supposed to prevent possession. My spouse didn't feel right after putting it on. They felt hot and had a headache that wouldn't go away. After some time, I checked their neck, and where the metal chain had been touching their neck was beet red, like a rug burn. I ended up finding out that a friend at work does ghost hunting. So I invited him to my house to check it out. And that's where everything started connecting. He brought his wife and a good friend of his. His friend was Native American and very active spiritually. His wife is a psychic, and he acts as a sort of blocker for them, to keep the bad things from attaching to them. Upon entering our room, they had a sour expression. After some time of looking around, he asked us about our lives and our history. As we told him about ourselves, he kept looking around. My friend's wife had been walking around our house and just went to our room. My friend from work told me this is how it goes. They follow what they feel when they do this. We followed them, and his friend was staring at the wizard statue, as was his wife. His wife looked scared, and his friend very curious. He asked straight away, "Where did you get this?" "My mum." And he said, "Do you know what this is?" We looked at each other and shook our heads, and he pointed to the staff. "You see that crystal on top? It contains entities," and he reached for it and then stopped. "I don't even want to touch it. I bet if you looked at old pictures, you'd find this same statue." We stood shocked, and he kept speaking. "I'd get rid of this, but you can't do that any normal way. You have to break the connection. If I were you, I'd burn it down to ash and nothing." My spouse and I looked at each other, deciding we couldn't do that right away. He seemed not 100% pleased with that, but gave us another option. "You could also break the connection through natural running water, and I'd do it tonight." Again, it was late, and we wanted to know if there was a way we could do it tomorrow. That's when he said, "At least get it out of the house and put a salt circle around it."
Okay, guys, I need to talk to you about money. Why? Well, it's high on my agenda at the moment as I'm looking to move not just house, but country. So I have a money goal that I'm really striving to achieve. And let's just say, to say I've got some way to go is an understatement. But I'm trying not to fixate on where my money is now, because so many people are focused on where their money is today. Acorns is the financial wellness app that cares about where your money's going tomorrow. And something I think is wonderful that Acorns have is the Acorns Potential Screen, so you can find out what your money is capable of. You guys know I've worked with Acorns for a while, and the reason I love working with them is because they take away the scare factor from investing. But in reality, investment and investing should mean the same for one person as it does for the next. Acorns is a smart way to give your money a chance to grow. It's easy. You can sign up in minutes and start automatically investing your spare money, even if all you've got spare change. Acorns is an all-in-one. No more finance apps cluttering up your phone. With Acorns, you can invest, save, and give your money a chance to grow in one trusted place. Sign up now and Acorns will boost your new account with a $5 bonus investment. Join the over 14 million all-time customers who've already saved and invested over $27 billion with Acorns.
Paid on client endorsements. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 2 compensation provided. Potential subject to various factors such as customers' accounts, age, and investment settings. Does not include Acorns fees. Results do not predict or represent the performance of any Acorns portfolio. Investment results will vary. Investing involves risk. Acorn Advisors LLC and SEC-registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/darkparanormal.
Today's episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. You may not know this, but May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and it's a reminder that whatever you're going through, you don't have to go through it alone. I know these adverts can feel like another paid voice just trying to sell a product to you, but I know the power of therapy as I'm in it myself. So I'm fully aware that some days feel good and others feel overwhelming, but whatever's keeping you up at night, it's easy to think that you have to figure it all out by yourself. And you probably think other people will cope with this much better than you, but the truth is no one has all the answers and no journey should be alone. Having someone with you to listen, to understand, to support you can make all the difference. And with it being Mental Health Awareness Month, it's an opportunity to check in with you and understand where you are right now. If you've felt overwhelmed, stuck, anxious, unsure, those feelings are more common than we think, and we don't have to navigate them alone. A great thing BetterHelp do is the initial matching work for you so that you can focus on your therapy goals. A short questionnaire helps identify your needs and preferences, and their 12 plus years of experience and industry-leading match fulfillment rate means they typically get it right the first time. But if you aren't happy with your match, switch to another therapist anytime from their tailored recommendations. And having served over 6 million people globally, it clearly works. With an average rating of 4.9 out of 5 for a live session, based on over 1.7 million client reviews. You don't have to be on this journey alone. Find support and have someone with you in therapy. Sign up and get 10% off at betterhelp.com. That's betterhelp.com. Let me tell you guys something from experience. Beginning your own business or company is terrifying. And sometimes it's not the money, it's not the finances, it's the what ifs. What if your big idea is only big to you? What if no one buys? And although making that leap was one of the best choices I ever made, how I wish there was something like Shopify for podcasters to help make that transition easier. What if I get stuck? Well, Shopify is always around to share advice with their award-winning 24/7 customer support. Get started with your own design studio with hundreds of ready-to-use templates. Shopify helps you build a beautiful online store that matches your brand style. And get the word out like you've got a marketing team behind you. Easily create email and social media campaigns wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. Shopify is the commerce platform behind millions of businesses around the world and 10% of all e-commerce in the US. From household names like Heinz and Mattel to brands just getting started. It's time to turn those what-ifs into with Shopify today. Sign up for your $1 per month trial today at shopify.com/darkparanormal. Go to shopify.com/darkparanormal. That's shopify.com/darkparanormal. They ended up telling us that something was attached to my spouse, and whatever energy I might have had mixed with it and turned it into something new. Something that travels in our walls. That night, my spouse opened up about weird things that have happened in their childhood. Faces they've seen. Doors closing. Bed shifting. They had a feeling this something had loved them. And nowadays, hated me. We followed his directions and we removed it from the home. But as we were doing that, I noticed something weird. The wizard's face seemed angry. The wood had turned reddish. We put a salt circle around it and left it outside our front door overnight. We didn't sleep well that night. All night I could feel this angry energy just outside our bedroom window. And I kept hearing these footsteps. I'd open the curtains and nothing would be outside. That morning, we got ready for work, and when I went outside to grab the statue, what we saw was insane. The red in its face had deepened. Its anger had increased.
But the worst thing was the back of the wizard. A large rip was splitting the wood down the middle of its back. As soon as I grabbed it, everything got worse. I felt this warmth spread all over my body until I threw it in my car. We drove down to a local river, looking around for cameras because, of course, even with the supernatural, you have to worry about the law. When we decided it would be free, we started bringing the statue to the river. And that is when I started feeling hot claws ripping at me. Repeatedly. And I mean repeatedly until I threw it into the river. Afterwards, we checked my arms and there were actually red marks going across my arms. We looked back at the river and saw the statue pushing up against the flow of the river and moving towards the shore. We've had no issues since. We've learned about saging and we were given some Native American symbols that we could put up to prevent evil spirits. If anything does feel odd, we sage and the thing goes away. But what I want people to understand from my experience is what to do in a situation like this. Talking about them where they can hear you makes them stronger. Or at least more active. Keep discussions outside of the home or suspected haunted areas. Get sage, burn it, and walk around the house with a statement like, "This is my home. Only positive energy may stay here." Something that tells it, peacefully, it's not welcome here. Make sure you have an open window or door and sage in a way that you're almost pushing it out. Most importantly, whatever you do, believe in it. If you doubt the action you take, it won't work. I still worry some days because I didn't destroy it. Sure, I broke the connection to me and my family, but I feel as though I only passed the pain on instead of dealing with it. To this day, when I talk or think about it, I feel weird and fuzzy. I don't know if that means anything or if it's the anxiety of the situation, but it still concerns me from time to time. Follow your gut. My gut told me to share my story when I heard your podcast. I don't know why, but I learned to listen to my gut. Please let me know if you need anything else. I understand this is a short story. I just wanted to provide a bit of help to others with my story and the things I learned from it. Anonymous. Well, Anonymous, yes, it is a short story. But almost a 15 minutes in, that's about half the length of an average dark paranormal episode, so it sits right bang in the middle for the perfect length of a mini-sode. So never apologise for the length of your experience, and that goes for anyone submitting their experience to our show. And for such a short experience, as you put it, there is a plethora of jump-off points within this that I really wish I could talk for an hour about. You know, guys, I talk about validators, and for me, you don't get much more of a validator, and by validator, I mean something that you wouldn't invent if you were making up a paranormal experience. Now, I don't know about you, but how many variations of an invented story I'd have to come up with before there appeared a spinning giant black cricket, I'm not sure. But I think I'd be running into the thousands. So for me, that's a validator. Secondly, in a world that we have very rarely touched on, is the world of crystals. And a very specific part of that world of crystals that you touch on in your experience, how they allegedly have the power
to contain spirits or entities. But one fascinating thing that you mention, which we don't get clarification on if there was any sort of evidence of this, is when your friend suggested you look at old photographs to see if this figurine has been seen in photographs of your family throughout the ages. Because the changing face of this wizard seems to be more of a how dare you, in my mind anyway. As in to say, I've been here longer than you. And as for what spirit or entities were in that crystal, we won't know that either, or the type of crystal it was. So Anonymous, you've given us plenty of midweek food for thought, and I want to thank you so much for giving us this week's mini-sode. Don't forget, if you have your own short paranormal experience that you'd like to share with the show, click in the show notes or go to thedarkparanormal.com and click on Submit My Experience. And until next time, stay safe and take care.